Fiat. June 17, 1935. How God, by giving us the human free will, placed himself at our disposal, feeling the creature, adapting himself to her, as though being in need of her. Loving conditions in which God put himself for love of the creatures. I was doing my round in the divine volition, and I paused in everything that my celestial mama had done in the divine will. My God, what surprise! This divine fiat, bilocated, multiplied, operating, forming such enchantment of beauty, of grace, of works, as to stupefy not only heaven and earth, but God himself, as he sees himself enclosed in the sovereign queen and operating as God in her, as he operated within himself. And oh, how I wished I could give to God on my part all the glory that the sovereign lady gave him in all those acts that the divine will had done in the sacrarium, in the hiddenness, within the veils of the Immaculate Lady. But while I was thinking of this, my highest good, Jesus, surprising me with a short little visit, told me, "My little daughter of my divine volition, there is no greater prodigy, nor greater goodness and love, or boundless magnanimity on our part, than to descend to the low level of the human will, and operate in it as the God that we are, as if we were operating within ourselves. And behold, in our infinite wisdom, taken by excess of love toward the creature, we gave her the little human free will, independent from all. By giving her this free will, we placed ourselves at her disposal. If she wanted for us to descend into her littleness and lowliness to operate as God, and for our will to do in her what it can do in our Supreme Being. This was the greatest prodigy, and the love which no other love could equal. Giving the human will to the creature, almost to remain subject to her, as though wanting to depend on her in the good that we want to operate in her, and in the works that we must carry out. Is this not an insuperable finesse of love? And then, giving her this will for her free willing, so that the creature might be able to say to us, "You have come into my home, and I must come into your home. Hence, you do whatever you want in me, and you let me do whatever I want in you." This was the agreement that we set between her and us. And by giving her the free will, she could tell us that she was giving us something that was in her power. Is this not a magnanimity, a love that surpasses everything, that only our Supreme Being could do and wanted to? But this is not all. Our love gazed fondly at this free will of the creature, and formed as many centers in order to bilocate itself in them, and form as many kingdoms of dominion, in which we were to show off our divine works, multiplying them to infinity, without restriction, without limits, operating in these centers as God, as if we were operating within ourselves. More so, since in the small human wills, our love showed off more, used more power, because it takes more art to restrict our immensity within the small circle of the human wills, almost putting a limit to our power, to lower it unto the low level of the human volition. And then, feeling the creature with us in what we had to do, because we want her operating together with us, almost adapting herself to us and we adapting ourselves to her. And our love is so great as to adapt itself also to her human ways. This gives us more to do. Our love pours out more and loves unto the excesses this human will that gives it its royal place, its free dominion. On the other hand, in operating outside of the human circles, who doesn't know that we can do anything and we have an immensity that can reach anything, a power with no limits? If it wants it, it can do anything. A wisdom that disposes everything. A love that loves all and envelops all, even if it is not loved back. Our Supreme Being is free. It has need of no one and can do whatever it wants. And since we can do anything, we do not work in doing the greatest works. It is enough to want it, and in one instant we do everything. On the other hand, when we want to operate in the creature, as though being in need of her, we must attract her. We must tell her how much we love her and what we want to operate. We don't want a forced will. Therefore, we want her to know it and spontaneously open the doors to us, feeling honored to give us the operating place within her will. In such conditions did our love put us in the creation of man. It loved him so much as to reach the excess of giving him the free will, so that he might be able to say, "I can give to my Creator." Could our love love him more? This is why the glory, the honor that the creature gives me when she lets me operate in her will is so great that no one can comprehend it. It is our same glory and honor that she gives us. In all her acts runs our life, our love. She can say, "I give God to God." This is the highest point that the creature can reach. It is the most excessive love that a God can reach. Oh, if the creatures would comprehend the love, the great gift that I gave them by giving them a free will. I elevated her above the heavens, the sun, the entire universe. I can do whatever I want over anything, without anyone knowing anything. But with the creature, I lower myself. I ask her with love for a little space within her will to be able to operate in her and do good to her. But, alas, many deny to me and render my will inoperative within their human will. My sorrow is infinite in the face of such great ingratitude of theirs. Now, who would you admire more? A king who operates within his royal palace, where he holds everything in his power, command over all, doing good to all, his palace equipped for anything the king wants to do? Or a king who descends unto the low level of a hovel and carries out the same action he would do in the royal palace? Would it not be more admirable? Would it not be a greater sacrifice, a love more intense, to operate as king in the little hovel rather than in the royal palace? In the palace, all things are suited to let him operate as king, while in the hovel, the king must adapt himself to it and be so ingenious as to be able to do the same actions he would do in his palace. So we are. To operate in the royal palace of our divinity, to do great things, is our own nature. But to do them in the hovel of the human will gives of the incredible. It is the greatest excess of our love.